Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I thought my wife was going to be the one to give testimony tonight. She's the one that drew the short straw. But it's okay. I don't mind sharing. I guess most of you, when you see an old man giving a testimony, you think of somebody that's been a drug addict, somebody that's been rehabilitated through a drug program, or AAA, you know, alcohol, or maybe a sex offender or a wife beater. Well, I hate to tell you this, but I'm not that guy. And I thank God for it.
But then you're nothing.
That's right.
No,
well, I hope I am nothing to this world, you know. But anyway, God saved me when I was 12 years old.
12 years old.
Yep. So I've been saved. You can look at my hair and look at me and tell I'm a couple years old. So I've been saved for a few years. And I grew up on a dairy farm. I don't know. I've seen lots of farms around here. So you people know what farming's all about. Dairy farm, you have to be there 24/7 pretty much. My dad, he didn't really have time to see that we were taking the church or spiritually taken care of. But my mom did, and my grandparents. And I thank God for my mom and my grandparents. Every Sunday, my mom would see that we were up, dressed, and ready to go. And probably 90% of the time, our grandparents would come by to pick us up because mom couldn't drive, nor did we have a car at that time. And if my grandparents didn't come, some good friends right up the road would come by and pick us up. I can't tell you that I really like going to church. It made you feel uncomfortable, but I did. And we were having a revival. As well as I remember, it was kind of warm. So I think it was just after school had started back, around late September. It might have even been in October. But I remember going to the revivals on the Sunday night. Thank you. Thank you very much. But going to revival on Sunday night, and just felt like God was tugging at my heart, you know, because preacher, he was basically preaching like out of John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believes should have everlasting life. Well, I got to thinking, well, what does that mean? And then he started talking about heaven and hell, and that if I wasn't saved, I wouldn't see my grandparents or my mom, my dad, other loved ones when I died. I said, well, so anyway, that night I accepted Jesus into my heart. And I remember telling my buddies on the bus the next day, you know, what happened. And, you know, naturally you get ridiculed. But I didn't let it bother me too bad, because I was a pretty good-sized boy then, too, so it didn't bother me too bad. But anyway, went on and graduated high school. And when I was 18 years old, Uncle Sam, who is our government, he was looking for volunteers to go to Vietnam. And they promised that if you would volunteer for the military, you could get your choice of jobs, you know? So I said, okay. I signed up for Army. Signing up, that meant I had to stay in 3 years versus 2 years if I was drafted. So anyway, I signed up. I went to Vietnam for a year. And thankfully, I was not in a hot zone over there. God took care of me. He brought me home. Shortly before I went to Vietnam, I had met my beautiful wife, Miss Brenda, back there. And by the way, today we celebrate 47 years of marriage. But anyway, I met her right before I went over there, and we continued to communicate via letters. There wasn't any cell phone or Skype or anything like that back in the 66, 67. It was Pony Express. But anyway, we got married, and shortly after I got married and got out of the Army, I went to work for, at the time it was Westinghouse Power Generation. We built large steam turbines and combustion turbines and generators for utility companies, and worked in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is about 25 miles from here. Well, that was a great job. It served me well for 42 years. And after we got married, we'd been married like 5 years, and then we had our daughter. And then 13 years later, we had a son. Yeah, two families. But the Lord knew what He was doing, because we had basically given up on having a second child, but he decided to bless us with a second child. So anyway, my daughter, she has married, and she has given us three grandsons, two by birth, and one was adopted from the Ukraine. She adopted him about 3 years ago. He was a 14-year-old boy. So most 14-year-old boys from Ukraine are way out of here. But thank God, this one, he just blends right in with our family like you would not believe. I mean, it's a real blessing. And, I thank God for my son-in-law and my daughter and my three grandboys and my son and his wife. 15 months ago, gave birth to our first granddaughter for the family. So she's a real ray of sunshine for us, and we just love being around her just any chance we get. So that's well, okay. One other thing, I retired at the end of June. Was 4 years ago, and my wife did too. She actually retired a few months before I did. Not that she's older. She was just ready to quit. She worked for Sears for 41 years. But anyway, since I've retired, I make some mission trips with a group out of Mississippi. It's Church Building Ministries Incorporated. I'm sorry, it's not Mississippi. It's, yeah, it is. Summit, Mississippi, yeah. I get Mississippi and Missouri mixed up, but it's Mississippi. But anyway, I've been on a number of mission trips with them, and what we do primarily is heavy construction, where we go out and maybe we do a structure like your church at Cheddar Camp there, build a whole structure that size or even. The last one we worked on was like 6,500 square feet, so it was a big building. But anyway, I'm thankful that I'm able to go on those trips and be able to use the skills that God's given me to help hopefully bring somebody to Christ later on down the road there. So I'm just thankful to be here and be a part of this crowd tonight, and I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, we're just really glad to have you here, Briggs.
Well, thanks, sir.
And it's just wonderful to... Everybody's got a part to play in the kingdom of God, and We're just grateful for everybody who's got gifts and talents. And it sounds like yours is in the construction end of things, but that's wonderful.
I'm just doing what I can.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.